Okay, Be'ez Hashem, now we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masechta Yevamos, and we are learning Mishnayos, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. So in Mishnah Hey, we learned that the oldest brother is the one that really should be the one doing Yibum. It's his responsibility. So our Mishnah talks about a case where a bunch of brothers died without any children. So how many Yevamos should one brother marry in Yibum? So Arba'ach Nesun Arba'ach Noshim Meis. He had four brothers married to four women unrelated to each other, and all four brothers died. So if the oldest surviving brother wants to do Yibum with all four widows, he's allowed to do that. Nothing stops him from doing that. So let's say a guy was married to two women and he dies. Having bia or chalitza with any one of the almanos paters the tzara from requiring Yibum or chalitza, and she can marry whoever without doing anything. That's a basic halacha. Right, obviously, it's one of the first things we learned in the whole Masechta, that if you do Yibum Rechlitza on one of your brother's wives, all the rest are free to go. But if, let's say, one of the widows was kosher to marry a Kohen, and the other one was pasul to marry a Kohen, and you want to do Chalitza on one of your brother's wives, Chalitza Psula, do it on the one that's pasul to marry a Kohen anyway. Because why should you make another woman pasul to marry a Kohen? Meaning, once you do Chalitza on a woman, she becomes pasul to marry a Kohen, so why would you do that to her? But if you want to do Yibum on somebody, then you might as well do Yibum on the kosher woman, because she's, nothing. If you want to marry her, you can marry her. So there's nothing wrong with marrying the kosher woman. Mishnah Yud Beis. Once a person does chalitza with his Yivama, so he's never going to be allowed to marry her. If he does marry her, he's chayv malkus. He's not chayv kares. So we're going to have a machlokas about the status of children that he has with her after they did chalitza, as well as the status of the children he fathers from any of her kroven. And the Mishnah is also going to talk about the consequences of violating a different issur of remarrying your own grusha after she's been married to somebody else and got divorced from that person. So machzor grusha, someone who remarries his own ex-wife after she's been married to somebody else. I mean, she got married to somebody else in between, right? A kohen is never allowed to be machzor grusha, so even if she didn't get married to somebody else in between, but a Yisrael is allowed to be machzor grusha, so once she marries somebody else in between, you're not allowed to take her back. Or someone, let's say, marries a woman that he had already performed chalitza on, or he marries a woman that it was a relative of a woman that he did chalitza on, her mother, her sister, something like that. So Yotzi, he has to divorce her right away. You're not allowed to stay married to such a woman. Vavlad mamzer, and any child you have with her is a mamzer to Rabbi Kiva. That's Rabbi Kiva, because this is Rabbi Akiva l'shita, so that even chayav elavin generate mamzerus. V'cham mamrim ein avlad mamzer. Chum say no, a regular lav that you just chayav malchus for, you have a baby with someone who's a regular lav that you just chayav malchus for, it does not generate mamzerus. Now the Mishnah talks about a similar type of marriage that the chacham agree that the child is a mamzer. Umodim benose krovas grushaso. The chacham agree that someone who marries a relative of the wife that he divorced, shavlad mamzer, that the child is a mamzer, because those relationships are chiv kares, and the wife's relatives don't become mutter as a result of the fact that you divorced her. So just like you're not allowed to marry your wife's relatives, you're also not allowed to marry your ex-wife's relatives. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yeralf, we said that if, let's say, four brothers were all married to different women and all four dropped dead, one brother, one surviving brother, is allowed to do Yibum on all of them if he wants to. And we said that if a man is married to multiple women and drops dead, so if you do Yibum or Chalitza on any of the wives, that paters all the rest of the wives. But if one of the wives is kosher and one is pasul the kuhuna, do the Chalitza on the one that's pasul anyway, because doing Chalitza on the kosher one is going to make her pasul. But if you're interested in doing Yibum, you could do Yibum on the kosher one. And then in Mishnah Yud Beis, we said that if someone remarries a grusha, someone that he had divorced after she had been married to somebody else, or someone marries his chalutza after he had done chalitza on her, or someone marries a relative of his chalutza, so he's got to divorce her because it's a losa. Say you're not allowed to live the rest of your life in sin. But is the child a mamzer? Rabbi Akiva says yes, because Rabbi Akiva holds chayav elav and generate mamzerus, and Lacham is saying no. But everyone agrees that if you marry your krovas grushaso, meaning the relative of your ex-wife, that the child will be a mamzer, because that's for sure a chi of karis. So that certainly is going to generate mamzerus. Hashem, next time we pick up the Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yud Gimel.